Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories.
Some magic is brewing in the Flatiron. Muggles were lined up for a spell of fun, and a whole lot more today.
This is the day Harry Potter fans were anticipating.
I've been waiting a whole year.
The Wizarding World of Harry Potter now has its own flagship store, but the magic had to be delayed a year.
It's supposed to open in 2020, but COVID and all that.
The line wrapped a couple times around the block. Nicole Perez from Harlem is here with her daughter, who's a big fan.
I'm used to stuff like this, so, you know, it's no problem.
Taylor and Perez, like many others here, have their favorite characters.
I like Ron, Wesley, and Hermione.
Why?
Well, Ron, he's very, like, exciting, he's funny, and he's smart. Hermione is super smart, and she knows how to do spells and stuff.
Darius Ramsey is 1010 Winds in the Flatiron District.
Get ready for the vaccination party bus.
All you millennials, the mayor has a vaccine for you.
Here in New York City, we have hit the lowest level of COVID today since the pandemic began. 0.81% and continue to go down.
Dante de Blasio will be on the bus headed to the West Village in downtown Brooklyn to encourage a shot for a shot. His dad, proud of this news.
We're parking our vaccine buses at popular nightlife destinations. And they've been already in Bushwick and Astoria and the Lower East Side and Inwood and at the Bronx Night Market.
Because the vaccinations keep on coming. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
In Washington, the Biden administration said it would share more vaccines, a lot more, with the world. Correspondent Karen Travers is at the White House this afternoon.
The Biden administration will give 75% of the 80 million donated doses of COVID-19 vaccines to COVAX, the global initiative for vaccine distribution. In a statement, the White House says this will maximize the number of vaccines available equitably for the greatest number of countries and for those most at risk within countries. Priority for those doses will go to Latin America and the Caribbean, South and Southeast Asia, and Africa. The remaining 25% of donated doses will go directly to countries in need, those experiencing surges, neighbors of the U.S., and nations that have requested immediate assistance.
Nationally, the president, as you know, is moving to get 70% of U.S. adults vaccinated by July 4th. And down the stretch they come for a vaccine. Governor Cuomo says a pop-up COVID vaccination site will be at Belmont Park tomorrow between noon and 6 p.m. Those of you who roll up your sleeve will get free general admission to the Belmont Stakes, which are this Saturday. Monster Jam pulling into MetLife Stadium and the Prudential Center for the first full capacity crowds since the pandemic began at those venues in more than 15 months. The MetLife Monster Jam kicks off July 17th. The Prudential Center event is August 13th. To be or not to be at full capacity. It will not be. Shakespeare in the Park returns this summer, but it will be limited capacity only. The Merry Wives of Windsor will open this year's season at the Delacorte in Central Park. The theater sits 1,800, but only 428 people will be seated in the audience. There will, however, be more performances this season. The shows run July 6th through September 18th. Remember all those incidents of debris falling from elevated train tracks in our area? A new report issued today by the MTA's Inspector General says 7 inspectors skipped mandated inspections and falsified reports. There were multiple incidents of debris falling onto cars and in roads in Queens. IG Carolyn Picorni issued a statement calling it appalling that so many track inspectors on so many occasions skipped safety inspections and then falsified those reports. In response, MTA spokesman Aaron Donovan said, in part, these inspectors violated the public's trust. They were caught and immediately removed from service. Who shot Gracie and why? Police in Glen Cove, Long Island, are investigating the case of Gracie the cat, who was struck by gunfire. It happened Tuesday night on Taft Place. Channel 7 says someone who heard the cat crying brought Gracie to a neighbor who just happened to be a vet. The owners were later notified the cat is microchipped. Anyone with information is asked to call Glen Cove Police. The Queens District Attorney is moving to dismiss charges in a 1996 double murder. According to a press release, DA Melinda Katz says the Conviction Integrity Unit has filed a motion to dismiss the convictions against George Bell, Gary Johnson, and Rohan Bolt, who were convicted of the murders of Ira Epstein and NYPD officer Charles Davis during a robbery at Epstein's check cashing store. Bell, Johnson, and Bolt were released from prison in March after spending 24 years behind bars for a crime they maintain they did not commit and said they were forced to confess to after hours of long interrogations.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.